Good morning. Thanks for making it out in the snow and the cold. We're very happy to see everyone here today. Next week is a special week. We are hosting, right here, the Black History Service with Lansing joining us. So it's always a special service. We hope you'll all be here. And we have a special speaker, very much related to Leonard. So we're looking for, and Felicity, and we're looking forward to hearing his talk. And there will be lunch afterwards, and everybody's invited to join us for that. We have our vestry meeting coming up, and so vestry reports are due today. They won't be missed till tomorrow, so let's make sure they're in by tomorrow. And if they are going to be late, perhaps you could just send a note to Craig so he knows that you're thinking about it, and we'll get it in. We want to get the report out so everybody can see it ahead of time. We're reviewing our anaphylaxis policy, so anybody who has severe allergies, if they could, just talk to me and I can let them know what we're thinking of doing. That would be great. And there's a concert coming up. Music at St. George is starting again with the Intero Quartet. Alan will have tickets for sale. If you're able to help that night, we'd also like to know about that. And I think that's it for me. Hazel's got an announcement, and then Leonard has a couple. Thank you.
Most of you have put your pin in the map outside to tell us where you were born. Now, anybody who hasn't put a pin in the map yet, please come and see me out by the map afterwards, and we'll put your pin in too. Good. Thank you.
There were 10 healed, and only one turned back to say thanks. Does that sound familiar? So today I just wanted to say a few words of thanks to a number of people very quickly. To those who read at the World, at the Service for Unity, Christian Unity, Kay, Hazel, and Doug. I want to thank them very much because it was one of those nights when we were struggling and it was one of those really, really bad nights. So I want to thank those who showed up and those, especially Kay, Hazel, and Doug for reading and representing St. George and Young, because we must show a presence. Secondly, those who prayed for the young people who went to the convent on Friday and Saturday. I will not describe how I feel about it. I'll let the young people tell you their own experiences. But it was an amazing confirmation retreat, along with other youth from the deanery. And by God's grace, they will be confirmed on April the 28th, 2-8, Sunday afternoon. Please plan to attend. We'll be arranging transportation. And please keep praying for the young people. We have a core group of five. And by God's grace and his miracle, they'll be touched, we'll all be touched, and we'll have a youth group of about 50 people sometime in the future. So let's keep praying and working. So that's the second word of thanks. And the third word of thanks goes to all who organized and attended a little birthday party for Ruth Ross in Bowmanville on Friday. Ruth has been a long-standing member of the parish, and we said to her that she is still a member of the parish, in absentia, naturally, but she's in our thoughts and our prayers. She turned 96 yesterday, and so let's keep Ruth and all others in our prayers. Those are my thank yous, and I hope that I covered everything. If not, thank you.